Wisconsin's mink farmers produced more than 1.1 million pelts last year, with black being the most popular color. That's 32% of the total mink pelt production in the U.S. Bob Zimbel is the third-generation owner of Eastern Wisconsin's Zimbel Minkery, one of the largest mink farms in the country. He says fur sales have been on the rise in the U.S., but China and Russia continue to be the industry's biggest customers.
China, 10 years ago, was not a very big consuming country of the fur, and they've become the largest consuming country right now. But since China's come alive, we have just not been able to produce enough for them over the last few years because they have such a large population.
And that caused the prices per pelt to skyrocket. More mink farmers entered the industry. Zimbel says now there's an oversupply of mink in the marketplace, which has caused the price per pelt to drop. He says production will likely go down this year. Brad Wiebenson is a third-generation co-owner of Sandy Bay Mink Ranch in Mishicot. He says even when there is an oversupply, Wisconsin's mink farmers do have an advantage since they raise some of the highest quality mink in the world.
We need to feed these mink and they eat meat, so meat and cheese. The cheese is a big part of the diet also, so the resources are here, and I think it's just the climate with Lake Michigan and northern Wisconsin is ideal for raising mink.
Wiebenson says mink operations are growing in the state as more kids are becoming interested in the family business. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.